Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie. You're listening to Nostalgia, the show that's made possible by viewers like you.
As you can tell, faithful listeners, that means we're going into the PBS dimension today. A little while back, we got a call, and I believe we already played it on the show. It was from a listener named Celestria, and a part of her call sounded a little something like this.
A suggestion I have for one of y'all's episodes is the cartoon Arthur. That's a cartoon that was really, really big in my childhood, and I think it started showing in 96, I'm pretty sure. So yeah, if neither of y'all have seen that, like, I would be really interested to hear what y'all think of it.
Every day when you're walking down the street, and everybody that you meet has an original point of view, and I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. Learn to work and play and get along with each other.
I did watch Arthur. I did like Arthur, because I had PBS, obviously. I mean, I think it has good messages for kids. I know that it's all about reading in the library and like being honest with your friends and that kind of stuff. It seems like they're also, I mean, there's a lot of different animals on the show, you know?
Oh, what, they're diverse, you're saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be a little too saccharine, isn't
it? Oh, I'm in.
So, Arthur did start, Celestria was right, October 7, 1996, and it's still running. This is the first show we've done that is still currently in production.
It's really got some staying power.
Yeah, it was created by Mark Brown, the author of Arthur books. Ran on PBS, as you said, and it's in its 21st season as of...
Wow.
The current year, which is 2018.
Do you think that they've, like, updated it for the 21st century child? Like, don't sext! You know?
I hope so.
Your Snapchats last forever.
We're not gonna know.
Says Muffy.
Because as of the 235 episodes that have currently been made, we're watching an episode from season one from Woo-hoo! 1996. Season one, episode seven. It's two short stories. Arthur goes to camp and Buster makes the grade.
Yay.
When I was in second grade, I was in Spanish class. There were computers in there and there were a few Spanish learning programs on there. This would have been 99, 2000, that time. So a couple years after Arthur had been on the air. And it's one of the stations. If you finish something early in Spanish, you're able to move to the computer and work on the Spanish program at your own pace. And me and my best friend at the time, Dustin, both our plan was like, we're going to finish this thing early. We're going to go over to the computers, but we're not going to do what we're supposed to, play the Spanish learning game, because the screens are not facing the teacher, so we should never know what we're doing.
Of course you wouldn't.
Instead, we're going to play Arthur's Birthday, because that was installed on these computers as well for some reason. And we're like, she'll never know. And then... we got over there, and I think I was the first one to turn on my computer and open up Arthur's Birthday, and then this played loudly through the speakers.
Arthur's Birthday by Mark Brown.
And I was caught and immediately told to shut it off. And
dreadful.
You know.
That was a great anecdote. Let's watch.
You know why parents send their kids to camp? For punishment. Oh, sure, some of it's fun, but a lot of it isn't. It looks like a regular hamburger, right? Wrong. It's a worm burger. And Monday, they serve macaroni and fleas. And how can you sleep with all those hungry mosquitoes trying to break into your tent? Ah! It can get pretty scary here at night. But... the scariest thing of all is... the girls.
Why does an aardvark have a dog?
That's a good question.
See? Kids love reggae.
Is she reading about Arthur?
It's like a comic.
It's meta.
Why is this like a reggae-style intro?
Why
are they swimming with their teacher?
I don't know.
It was the 90s. All these kids are having a terrible time at camp. This is great. What kind of animal is this guy?
Binky?
Yeah. Is he like a dog?
I think he's like an experiment gone wrong.
Stop that.
Camp Horsewater?
Yeah. It's aggressive children.
The perspective on Arthur's head is really...
it's a little strange.
Something's up. like Arthur realizing that his mom telling him to be nice to girls was wrong. How could you like this but not Looney Tunes? Oh my god. This postcard that just says, it's war.
They're like, his parents are really worried.
We need to go get him.
But not worried enough to get him because they're clearly enjoying their kidless existence. What a hapless aardvark.
There's a skunk, but it's like actually a skunk. It's not an anthropomorphic skunk. How does that work?
I don't know.
The boys are doing a terrible job in this prank war.
Yeah.
But they're just getting whooped.
Well, they're relying too heavily on prepackaged pranks. You gotta do things like find skunks. You just gotta roll up newspaper, oh my god.
If I was a counselor and walked out and saw this, I'd be worried.
It's not good.
Pile
just
of kids.
Just a pile of...
Hall. Camp Horsewater.
Those hooligans.
I really don't like Francine's mouth. It's like very round, her whole snout region. I don't know why, it makes me uncomfortable.
Have these kids been lifting weights to prepare for a scavenger hunt?
Also, these Camp Horsewater kids are like... 19. Clearly way older. Yeah. Isn't that a fair fight?
Doofy Arthur's like 8 years old.
That guy's 25. I'm really worried about the implications that Muffy has some sort of fur coat.
Yeah, wouldn't that be like wearing a skin coat? All these people have fur. All these Arthur characters.
She's like,
have
it's
fur.
Angora. And Buster's like sweating.
That's my cousin.
Totally forgot there's a live action kid segment in Arthur. I need to write letters to Arthur. Dear Arthur, you are a fictional character.
And now, back to Arthur!
Don't worry, Buster. Third grade's a lot easier the second time around. Or the third.
Just remember, Buster, I'll always be your friend. Even when the other fourth graders are picking on you.
Thanks.
And we'll still get to see each other in the lunch line.
I guess.
I'm sure gonna miss you. So long.
Third grade's a lot easier the second time around. Or the third.
I'm here to see the principal.
Buster, I have good news.
I can move on to the fourth grade at last, Arthur?
No, but where you'll be going, you can nap and play all day. Preschool, Buster!
Please, Arthur, don't do it! I can do better! I know I can! I know I can!
I think Buster might have ADHD.
Did Buster cut out the pages from his book and fill them with cheese doodles? Who gave him an X-Acto knife?
I like this rat.
Oh my god, this is just like Saved by the Bell. The teacher is announcing grades as he hands them out. They're having a final, a cumulative final.
They're probably just doing like they probably spent the entire year learning a multiplication table. It's the 90s. There's no standards. The standards are more just like suggestions. Who's their principal? Is it a fish?
Oh no, Buster went to the office and his mom's there crying.
Buster, you will be retained.
Yeah.
Thereby increasing your chances of committing a felony, dropping out of high school, and entering the school to prison pipeline. Go for it, Buster.
But if you get a B on your final, everything's fine. I just feel like... So they're having their final, right? Meaning this is like the end of the school year. Why are they just having a meeting with his parents now?
Sounds like Buster might need to undergo some tests.
Nah, we'll just socially promote him. Make it the fourth grade teacher's problem.
All these parents are like middle income. They can afford a tutor. Muffy, wear some bloomers. Jesus. Looks like Buster needs some caffeine pills.
Buster's a really unlikable character in this episode.
I mean, on the bright side, their school lunches look very nutritious. Sounds like Buster has both a binge eating disorder and dyscalculia. Oh my god, he hasn't even taken the test yet.
Well, it was nice having you in this grade.
Funding for Arthur is provided by the U.S. Department of Education and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and by contributions to your PBS station from viewers like you. Thank you.
How did it hold up for you, Kate?
I thought it was good. You know, it has some good lessons about teamwork, being a friend, working on stuff.
Mm-hmm. So we had Arthur Goes to Camp, where every single kid in Arthur's school and neighborhood go to the same camp where they
it's
compete.
It's mostly so the parents can have a big neighborhood party, like happy hour in their driveways.
And they have to compete with like this aggressive other camp where the kids definitely look older. They didn't really address that. But they seem a lot older and much more aggressive. And they won in their competition through teamwork.
They did it through teamwork.
Wonderful. And also, I think there's this whole thing going on there where Arthur
was assuming how horrible camp was going to be, and it turned out to be lots of fun. And then Buster makes the grade where Buster was going to flunk the third grade and have to repeat it. But he ignored all of his friends who were trying to help tutor him.
Yep.
And then panicked, and the night before the big test that he had to get a B on, or else he'd repeat the third grade, he crammed all the stuff on his own with no help from anyone and did just fine.
Yep.
Yeah. No, it was fun. There's just something. I know it's a stylistic choice, but everybody's outlines are, like, clearly pencil, and you can see, like, they don't all connect. So, like, Arthur's head is made of, like, four different line segments, and you can see where they don't quite meet, and those parts move around. And I don't know. It just bugs me. Something about that I don't like.
It had nice messages. I didn't really, like, laugh that much, but I think...
Arthur's not, like, a laugh riot show. There are a few good chuckles.
Yeah. If I was a parent, I think I would be like, okay, you can watch Arthur.
Yeah, it's pretty inoffensive.
You think
good
that,
characters.
Like,
the characters are kind of fun and well developed.
Yeah.
I feel like
while your kid stares at the screen, you can maybe hope that like a lesson is being
they learned something.
To them. Yeah,
yeah, fair. All right, so Arthur is what you'd expect from a PBS show.
Yeah,
pretty lame jokes that are few and far between. Nice corny lessons, and that weird animation style that just annoys me, and I don't know why. If you have any shows to suggest to us, like Celestria, thank you very much, Celestria, recommended this one, let us know. Send us a voice message on Anchor. It's an app you can find on Apple or Google Play, or their website, anchor.fm. Go to our website, notstalgia.org, to see what it looks like and hear other episodes, because you're going to like it. It looks like what Arthur's website looked like in 1996. And you can find us on social media. Find us.
Hey.
Next week on Notstalgia, Cow and Chicken.